The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 4, text number 22, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasa Thikari, recorded on January 10th, 2012, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prachodita Yena Pura Sarasvati Vitanvata Ajashya Satin Smritim Hiriri Sva Lakshana Pradarabhut Kila Asyata Sa Me Rishinam Rishabha Prasidatam Prachodita Yena Pura Sarasvati Vitanvata Chajya Satim Smritim Hridi Svalakshana Pradurabhut Kalashyata Same Rishinim Rishabha Prasidatam Prachodita Yena Pura Sarasvati Vatanvata Jasya Satim Smritim Hridi Svalakshana Pradarabhut Kalasyata Same Rishinam Rishabha Prasidatam. Prachodita. Inspired.
Inspirado.
Yena. By whom?
Por quien?
Pura. In the beginning of creation.
Al principio de la creación.
Sarasvati. The goddess of learning.
La diosa de la fortuna. De la erudición.
Vitanvata.
Amplified.
Amplificado.
Ajashya.
Of Brahma,
the first created living being, Satin Smritim, potent memory,
memoria poderosa,
Hridi, in the heart.
En el corazón.
Sva. In his own.
En su propio.
Lakshana. Aiming at.
Apuntando a.
Pradarabhut. Became generated.
Se generó.
Kila. As if.
Como si.
Asyata.
Asyata.
From the mouth.
From the mouth.
De la boca.
De la boca.
Say.
Se.
I mean, sa.
Sa.
He.
He.
El.
El.
Me.
Me.
Unto me.
Unto me.
A mí.
Rishinam.
Rishinam.
Of the teachers.
De los maestros.
Rishabha.
And the chief.
El principal.
Precedatam. Be pleased.
Se complazca.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within his heart and inspired him with full knowledge of creation and of his own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased upon me. Purport. As we have already discussed herein before, the Lord, as the super soul of all living beings, from Brahma to the insignificant ant, endows all the required knowledge potent in every living being. A living being is sufficiently potent to possess knowledge from the Lord in the proportion of 50/64 or 78% of the full knowledge acquirable. The living being, being constitutionally part and parcel of the Lord, is unable to assimilate all the knowledge that the Lord possesses himself. In the conditioned state, the living being is subject to forget everything after a change of body known as death. This potent knowledge is again inspired by the Lord from within the heart of every living being, and it is known as the awakening of knowledge, for it is comparable to awakening from sleep or unconsciousness. This awakening of knowledge is under full control of the Lord, and therefore we find in the practical world different grades of knowledge in different persons. This awakening of knowledge is neither an automatic nor a material interaction. The supply source is the Lord himself, Dhyampati. For even Brahma is also subjected to this regulation of the Supreme Creator. In the beginning of the creation, Brahma is born first without any father and mother, because before Brahma there were no other living beings. Brahma is born from the lotus which grows from the abdomen of the Garbhodaka Vishnu, and therefore he is known as Aja. This Brahma, or Aja, is also a living being, part and parcel of the Lord, but being the most pious devotee of the Lord, Brahma is inspired by the Lord to create, subsequent to the main creation of the Lord, through the agency of material nature. Therefore, neither the material nature nor Brahma is independent of the Lord. The material scientist can merely observe the reactions of the material universe without understanding the direction behind such activities, as the child can see the action of electricity without any knowledge of the powerhouse engineer. This imperfect knowledge of the material scientist is due to a poor fund of knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is therefore first impregnated within Brahma, and it appears that Brahma distributed the Vedic knowledge. Brahma is undoubtedly the speaker of the Vedic knowledge, but actually he was inspired by the Lord to receive such transcendental knowledge as it directly descends from the Lord. The Vedas are therefore called aparusheya, or not imparted by any created being. Before the creation of the Lord was there, Narayana Parovyaktat, and therefore the words spoken by the Lord are vibrations of transcendental sound. There is a gulf of difference between the two qualities of sound, namely Prakrita and Apakrita. The physicist can only deal with the Prakrita sound, or sounds vibrated in the material sky, and therefore we must know that the Vedic sounds recorded in symbolic expressions cannot be understood by anyone within the universe unless and until one is inspired by the vibration of supernatural Apakrita sound, which descends in the chain of disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, from Brahma to Narad, from Narad to Vyas, and so on. No mundane scholar can translate or reveal the true import of the Vedic mantras, hymns. They cannot be understood unless one is inspired or initiated by the authorized spiritual master. The original spiritual master is the Lord himself, and the succession comes down through the sources of parampara, as is clearly stated in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So unless one receives the transcendental knowledge from the authorized parampara, one should be considered useless, vipala mata, even though one may be greatly qualified in the mundane advancements of arts or science. Sukadeva Goswami is praying from the Lord by dint of being inspired from within by the Lord, so that he could rightfully explain rightly explain the facts and figures of creation as inspired by Maharaj Pariksha. A spiritual master is not a theoretical speculator like the mundane scholar, but is Shrotiyam Brahmanishtam.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Sajivam Sajaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishokan Vitamscha.
So we are learning from this verse.
Entonces, estamos aprendiendo de este verso,
that this knowledge is transcendental.
De que este conocimiento es transcendental.
Why is that important?
Porque esto es importante.
That is most important.
Es muy importante.
Because whatever knowledge you base your life on,
porque cualquier conocimiento en que tú bases tu vida,
that will put you into that mode of nature.
Esto te va a colocar en esa posición de la naturaleza.
If your knowledge is in the mode of ignorance,
si tu conocimiento está en la modalidad de la ignorancia,
then you will be a tamaguni. You will be in the mode of ignorance.
Luego tú serás un tamaguni, estarás en la modalidad de la ignorancia.
If your knowledge is in the mode of passion,
si tu conocimiento está en la modalidad de la pasión,
then you will be in the mode of passion.
Luego tú estarás en la modalidad de la pasión.
If your knowledge is in the mode of goodness,
si tu conocimiento está en la modalidad de la,
then you will be situated in the mode of goodness.
Luego tú estarás.
And if your knowledge is transcendental, you will be transcendentally situated. So, what does that mean?
Entonces, ¿qué significa esto?
Right now, we're in the modes.
Que ahora mismo nosotros estamos en las modalidades.
Even looking out here and the devotees in the class, I can see some devotees are in the mode of ignorance right now.
Incluso ahora yo puedo ver viéndolo a ustedes que algunos de vosotros están en la modalidad de la ignorancia.
They have a hard time staying awake.
Están teniendo un trabajo duro para quedarse despierto.
So we see the modes of nature acting on us right now.
Entonces podemos ver a las modalidades de la naturaleza actuando ahora mismo.
That means we are still understanding things based on a lower modes of nature.
Eso significa que todavía estamos aprendiendo cosas que están en las modalidades bajas.
If one realizes fully well his transcendental identity,
si que alguien comprende absolutamente bien esa identidad transcendental,
he or she will not be under the modes of nature.
Él o ella no estará bajo la influencia de las modalidades.
They will be transcendentally situated.
Ellos estarán situados transcendentalmente.
Therefore, this knowledge, Bhagavatam, is very, very important.
Es por eso que este conocimiento del Bhagavatam es muy importante.
Because by carefully hearing this knowledge,
porque por escuchar cuidadosamente este conocimiento,
by carefully understanding it with your intelligence,
por entenderlo cuidadosamente con su inteligencia,
this will bring you out of the material modes of nature.
Esto los va a sacar de la modalidad de la naturaleza material.
To the transcendental platform.
A la plataforma transcendental.
Where life is eternal.
Donde la vida es eterna.
Where life is full of bliss.
Donde la vida está llena de conocimiento.
It's not miserable.
Felicidad.
It's not full of anxiety.
Y no tiene ansiedad.
As long as we come back down into the modes of nature.
Tanto, si, mientras estemos volviendo a la modalidad.
We must experience so many anxieties.
Debemos experimentar tantas ansiedades.
Therefore, kick out the modes of nature.
Por lo tanto, patea esta modalidad de la naturaleza material.
Kick out tamagun.
Echa fuera la tamaguna.
Kick out rajagun.
Echa fuera rayaguna.
And then even transcend sattvagun.
Y luego incluso trasciende sattvaguna.
Come to the transcendental platform.
Ven a la plataforma transcendental.
Do not remain in the modes of nature.
No permanezca en las modalidades de la naturaleza.
Do you know what will happen to you if you're in the modes of nature at the time of death?
¿Tú sabes qué ocurrirá si tú permaneces en la modalidad de la naturaleza en el momento de la muerte?
You will take birth again in this material world.
Tú tomarás nacimiento de nuevo en este mundo material.
If you want to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death, then you must learn how to situate yourself on the transcendental platform right now. Do you think you have a long time to prepare?
¿Tú crees que tienes mucho tiempo para prepararte?
For leaving your body?
Para dejar tu cuerpo?
Well, you might.
Bueno, puede ser.
But you might not.
Pero puede que no.
Because right now death is sitting on your head.
Porque ahora mismo la muerte está sentada en tu cabeza.
Just like a vulture.
Está como un carnicero.
Waiting to devour you.
Esperando para devorarte.
So what to do?
Entonces, ¿qué hacer?
Be ready for death every day.
Está preparado para la muerte todos los días.
Be ready for death at every minute.
Esté preparado para la muerte a cada minuto.
By taking complete shelter of Krishna.
Por tomar completo refugio en Krishna.
And what will be the result?
¿Y cuál será el resultado?
As we described on Sunday in our lecture.
Tal como lo discutimos en el domingo.
If you will take shelter of Krishna, you will be deathless.
Que si tú tomas refugio en Krishna, tú te volverás inmortal.
Death cannot touch the person who has taken complete shelter of Krishna.
La muerte no puede tocar a la persona que ha tomado refugio completo en Krishna.
What does it mean to take complete shelter of Krishna?
¿Qué significa tomar completo refugio en Krishna?
You must follow the instructions of Krishna.
Tú debes seguir las instrucciones de Krishna.
You cannot say, Krishna, I take shelter of you, but I serve my senses. You cannot do that.
No puedes decir, Krishna, yo te acepto a ti, pero también voy a hacer mi sentido.
You cannot mix oil and water. They will not become one.
No puedes mezclar aceite y agua. Eso no se pueden volver uno.
No matter how much you stir the oil, it will still be separate from the water.
No importa cuánto tú mezcles el agua y el aceite, igual se van a mantener separados.
You may try to mix material sense gratification with bhakti yoga.
Tú puedes tratar de mezclar la gratificación material de los sentidos con el bhakti yoga.
But no matter how hard you stir it, it will still be different.
Pero no importa cuánto tú lo mezcles, igual van a ser diferentes.
You cannot mix sense gratification with Krishna consciousness. If you want to become Krishna conscious, you must give up sense gratification. Material sense gratification and Krishna consciousness do not go together. So give up this idea that you can enjoy sense gratification and go back to Godhead at the same time.
Entonces, renuncia a esta idea de que puedes gratificarte los sentidos y volver
a... No es posible.
No es posible.
You cannot enjoy sense gratification and go back to Godhead.
No puedes disfrutar gratificación de los sentidos y volver a Dios.
So make up your mind.
Entonces, maquilla tu mente.
Do you want sense gratification?
¿Quieres gratificación de los sentidos?
Or do you want to go back to Godhead?
¿O tú quieres volver a Dios?
If you want to go back to Godhead, you have to give up sense gratification.
Si quieres volver a Dios, tú tienes que dejar la gratificación de los sentidos.
Illicit sex.
Sexo ilícito.
Meat eating.
Comer carne.
Intoxication.
Intoxicación.
Gambling.
Y juego de azar.
Throw them out of your life.
Échalos afuera de tu vida.
If Mr. Lust comes knocking your door, tell him to get lost.
Si el señor Lujuria viene a tu puerta, cierra de la puerta.
Get out of here, rascal.
Fuera de aquí.
If Mr. Greed comes knocking on your door, tell him to go down the street.
Si el señor Avaricia viene a tu puerta, toca tu puerta, dile que se vaya a la calle.
If Mr. Anger comes, tell him to go jump in the ocean.
Si el señor Ira viene a tu puerta, dile que salte al océano.
If Mr. Envy comes, tell him to go hide in the mountains somewhere.
Si que el señor Envidia viene a tu puerta, dile que se vaya a la montaña.
The point is, you have to bring your mind under control.
El punto es que tú debes traer a tu mente a...
You have to fix it in Krishna consciousness.
Tú tienes que fijarla en conciencia de Krishna.
You cannot continue indulging in negativity.
Tú no puedes seguir indulgiendo en negatividad.
Negative thoughts, negative desires. You cannot continue indulging your material desires.
Pensamientos negativos, deseos negativos. No puedes seguir indulgiendo en ellos.
And expect to become Krishna conscious. Just like that famous ship, the Titanic.
Tal como ese famoso barco, el Titanic.
They said it was a ship that could never sink.
Ellos decían de que era un barco que no se podía naufragar.
But on its maiden voyage, it sank. It hit an iceberg and it sank.
Pero en el medio del océano chocó un iceberg y fue hundido.
So some people, they got on the lifeboat and their lives were saved.
Sorry, I didn't get.
They got, some people were able to get on the lifeboat. You know, they have little lifeboats on the ships.
Y algunos de ellos intentaron, pudieron ser salvados en los botes salvavidas que había en el Titanic.
So, when they got in a lifeboat, did they keep one foot in the lifeboat and one foot on the Titanic?
Pero cuando ellos entonces empezaron a subir a estos botes de salvado, ¿acaso ellos dejaron un pie en el bote y otro en el Titanic?
You can't do that, it doesn't work.
No puedes hacer eso, no funciona.
If the ship is sinking, you have to put both feet in the lifeboat.
Si que el bote se está hundiendo, tú tienes que poner los dos.
You can't put one foot in the lifeboat and keep one foot on the sinking ship.
Entonces tú no puedes poner un pie en el bote que va a salir y en el bote que se está hundiendo.
If you do that, you will fall into the ocean.
Si es que tú haces esto, tú vas a caer en el océano.
So you can't do sense gratification and Krishna consciousness at the same time.
Entonces tú no puedes hacer gratificación de los sentidos y conciencia de Krishna al mismo tiempo.
Your Krishna consciousness will be a failure if you try to do that.
Tu conciencia de Krishna va a ser una falla si tú tratas de hacer eso.
This is called Sakama Bhakti.
Esto es lo que se llama Sakama Bhakti.
One does bhakti, but they have all material desires.
Uno hace bhakti, pero tiene muchos deseos materiales.
The sakama bhakti is always an anxiety.
El bhakti sakama es siempre una ansiedad.
Because his conception of happiness is fulfilling his own desires.
Porque esa concepción de felicidad es de cumplir estos deseos materiales.
So according to his karma, sometimes his desires are fulfilled and sometimes they are not fulfilled.
Entonces, de acuerdo a su karma, algunas veces estos deseos se van a cumplir y otras veces estos deseos no se van a cumplir.
Therefore, he can never be fully happy.
Por lo tanto, tú no puedes ser completamente feliz.
But the akama bhakta,
pero el bhakta akama,
the one who has no material desire,
aquel que no tiene deseos materiales,
that his only desire is to satisfy Krishna,
el cual su único deseo es de satisfacer a Krishna,
he is completely free from anxiety.
Él está completamente libre de ansiedad.
Because it doesn't matter what happens to him in the material world.
Porque no importa qué es lo que le pueda pasar a él en el mundo material.
It can be buena or it can be mala, it doesn't matter.
Puede ser bueno, puede ser malo, no importa.
Because all he has to do is take shelter of Krishna in every situation.
Porque todo lo que él tiene que hacer es tomar refugio en Krishna en todas las situaciones.
But my dear Lord, how can I please you in this situation?
Mi querido Señor, ¿cómo puedo agradarte en esta situación?
Simply if you will always remember Krishna.
Simplemente si tú siempre permaneces con Krishna.
And always try to please Krishna.
Y siempre tratas de complacer a Krishna.
In every situation.
En todas las situaciones.
Anxiety will never touch your heart.
La ansiedad nunca va a tocar tu corazón.
So it's your choice, Prabhu.
Entonces, es su opción, Prabhu.
It's your choice, Mataji.
Es su opción, Mataji.
Do you want bliss?
¿Quieren bienaventuranza?
Or do you want anxiety?
¿O quieren ansiedad?
You decide.
Usted decide.
Bliss or anxiety, which one do you want?
¿Bienaventuranza o ansiedad? ¿Cuál es la que ustedes prefieren?
If you want anxiety,
si ustedes quieren ansiedad,
then hold on to sense gratification. Don't let go of it. Keep it.
Entonces mantén tu gratificación de los sentidos. No la dejes ir, manténla.
Continue trying to try gratifying your senses.
Continúa tratando de gratificar tus sentidos.
If you want anxiety, that's all you have to do.
Si tú quieres ansiedad, es todo lo que tú tienes que hacer.
Keep on trying to gratify your senses.
Mantente tratando de gratificar tus sentidos.
I guarantee you, you're going to be full of misery.
Te garantizo que estarás lleno de miserias.
Especialmente at the time of death.
Especialmente al momento de la muerte.
Then you're going to really be in anxiety. Oh, what did I do? I wasted my whole life. Oh no. Oh Krishna, I wasted it.
Todo lo que vas a pensar es, oh Dios, he perdido toda mi vida, la perdí toda.
But if you want bliss,
si tú quieres bienaventuranza,
then you had better wake up.
Entonces es mejor que despiertes.
To the reality.
A la realidad.
That you're not that body.
Que no eres ese cuerpo.
and that Krishna is your Lord and Master.
Y que Krishna es el Señor y el Maestro.
And all you have to do to be happy is remember Him at every minute.
Y todo lo que tú tienes que hacer para ser feliz es recordarlo todos los minutos.
Es difícil to remember Krishna?
¿Y es difícil recordar a Krishna?
No es difícil.
No es difícil.
You simply have to practice it.
Tú simplemente tienes que practicarlo.
How can you practice it?
¿Cómo lo practicas?
You chant.
Tú cantas.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. When you wake up in the morning.
Cuando te despiertas en la mañana.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you brush your teeth.
Lava los dientes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you go to the shower.
Cuando abres la ducha.
Hare Krishna. When you put on your dhoti or your sari.
Cuando pones tu dhoti o tu sari.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you come to the temple room.
Cuando vienes aquí al templo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You see, when you take breakfast.
Cuando tomas desayuno.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When you go to work.
Cuando vas al trabajo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All day, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And if you practice throughout the whole life,
¿y si tú esto lo practicas durante toda tu vida?
What will you do at the time of death?
¿Qué es lo que pasará al momento?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You see? You simply have to train yourself.
Simplemente tienes que entrenar a ti mismo.
Don't let the modes of nature pull you into sense gratification.
No dejes que las modalidades de la naturaleza material te tiren.
Maya is very tricky.
¿Por qué ellas son tan?
Maya is very sneaky.
Maya es muy, muy truculenta. Muy.
She will say, just have a little sense gratification. It'll feel good. Come on, just do it.
Ella dirá, vamos, ten un poco de gratificación de los sentidos.
Maya is very tricky.
Maya es muy, muy.
My dear boy. Come here, just put your head on my lap.
Mi querido niño, ven aquí. Tan solo pon tu cabeza aquí.
My dear niño, just come here and put your head on my lap.
Mi querido niño, tan solo ven y pon tu cabeza en mi lap.
And then she would take a razor and go shup and cut the throat.
Pero él luego va a tomar un cuchillo y va a cortar mi garganta.
Don't fall to Maya's charms.
No caigas en los términos de Maya.
Maya simply wants to get you in her arms, you see.
Ella simplemente te quiere tener en sus brazos.
Don't fall for Maya's tricks.
No caigas en los trucos.
She is very, very sneaky.
Ella es muy, muy.
She will make you think that a bag filled up with stool, urine, mucus, vomit, and blood.
Ella te va a hacer pensar que esta bolsa que está llena de excremento, orina, pus y moco
is the most beautiful.
Es la más hermosa,
wonderful,
maravillosa,
an enjoyable thing in the whole universe.
Y disfrutable cosa en todo el mundo.
Can you imagine the deluding power of Maya?
¿Pueden imaginar el poder de ilusión que tiene Maya?
If I took one plastic bag,
si yo tomo una bolsa de plástico,
and I filled it full of stool,
y la lleno con excremento,
and urine,
y orina,
and vomit,
y vómito,
and spit,
y escupo,
and pus,
y pus,
and blood, and I said, here, Prabhu, enjoy this.
Y te digo, toma, Prabhu, disfruta esto.
You would go, get that thing out of here, this is disgusting.
Uno va a decir, hey, saca esto de acá, esto es asqueroso.
So why are you attracted?
Entonces, ¿por qué tú estás atraído?
To this bag of mucus, blood, urine, vomit, etc. Why are you attracted? This is the deluding power of Maya. Don't let Maya take away your intelligence. You take your intelligence from Bhagavatam. You take your intelligence from Guru. You take your intelligence from the Vaishnavas.
Toma la inteligencia de los Vaishnavas.
Don't take this rotten so-called intelligence from Maya.
No tomes entonces esta así llamada inteligencia de Maya.
She will simply cheat you.
Ella simplemente te va a engañar.
And where will you end up?
¿Y dónde vas a terminar?
In your next life you will become animal.
En tu próxima vida vas
cat,
a ser un animal.
Dog, monkey,
un perro, un gato, un mono,
a fish, a bird, some kind of animal you become. You see, a bear. Someone who likes to sleep a lot, what do they become? They become a bear. When I was a boy in the college, I lived in a dormitory, a men's, a boys' dormitory. It was called Baker Hall. And there was one of the students in our dormitory. He very much liked to sleep. So after the week is done, you know, Friday, on Saturday and Sunday there are no classes, you see.
Entonces después de que la semana terminaba, el sábado y el domingo no había clase.
So he would go to sleep on Friday night.
Y él se iba a dormir el viernes en la noche.
And he would stay asleep as long as he possibly could. He would sleep for almost 24 hours, is it?
Y él permanecía durmiendo así prácticamente todo el fin de semana. Él dormía prácticamente 24 horas.
He would get up late on Saturday afternoon. After, you know, almost 24 hours he would sleep.
Sí, porque él despertaba tarde en la tarde del sábado.
He's thinking, now I can enjoy. I don't have any classes. I can just sleep, 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 sleep. So in the dormitory, we used to call him the bear.
Entonces, en el dormitorio, nosotros solíamos llamarlo el oso.
And actually, he'll become bear in his next life, you see.
Y en realidad, él se va a volver un oso en su próxima vida.
Because he's taking sleep as the most wonderful thing.
Porque él está tomando el dormir como la cosa máxima.
So here in the ashram we have very nice morning program.
Entonces aquí en el ashram nosotros estamos teniendo
Mangal Arati,
Mangal Arati,
Darshan Arati,
el Darshan de la
Guru Puja.
Guru Puja.
The inmates of the temple, they must not sleep during these programs.
Los que están aquí en el templo viviendo no deben dormir entonces en estos programas.
If you sleep like that, you become bare. That's all. You see.
Si tú duermes en estos programas, te volverás un oso. Eso es todo.
When Prabhupada was in Mexico City,
cuando Prabhupada estaba en la ciudad de México,
there was a late night program.
Había una programa de noche.
And nobody came from Mangalarti.
Y nadie vino a Mangalarti.
Prabhupada was furious. In the Bhagavad time, he was chastising. So the devotees were completely terrorized by Prabhupada's anger.
En el Bhagavad time, estaba castigando, y los devotees estaban terrorizados por Prabhupada.
Do not take this ashram as a free hotel for eating and sleeping.
No tomes este ashram como un hotel gratis para comer y dormir.
This is a place for spiritual cultivation.
Este es un lugar para la cultivación espiritual.
The same thing at your home also.
Lo mismo en tu casa también.
You make your home an ashram.
Haz tu casa un ashram.
Not a place for sense gratification.
No un lugar para la gratificación de los sentidos.
If you can discipline yourself in this way,
si tú puedes disciplinar a ti mismo de esta manera,
by engaging your senses in the service of the master of the senses,
por ocupar los sentidos en el servicio del amo de los sentidos,
and you become liberated soul.
Tú te vuelves un alma liberada.
Jivan Mukta.
Jivan Mukta.
You become a liberated soul even within this material existence.
Tú te vuelves un alma liberada incluso en esta existencia material.
You don't have to wait for death to become a liberated soul.
No tienes que esperar a la muerte para volverte alguien liberado.
You can become a liberated soul right now.
Tú puedes volverte un alma liberada ahora mismo.
All you have to do is engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses, Hrishikesha. Indriyesha.
Indriyesha.
At every minute.
Cada minuto.
So kindly take this process very seriously.
Entonces, por favor, adopta este proceso de conciencia.
I don't want that any of you should take birth again in this material world.
Yo no quiero que ninguno de ustedes tome nacimiento de nuevo en este mundo.
I want that every one of you should go back to Godhead upon leaving your body.
Yo quiero que cada uno de ustedes pueda volver a Dios después de dejar este cuerpo.
So kindly take this very seriously, these instructions.
Entonces, por favor, toma muy seriamente estas instrucciones.
This is what Prabhupada has taught us.
Eso es lo que Prabhupada nos ha enseñado.
And this is what we must do.
Y esto es lo que nosotros debemos.
We must become the pure devotees of Krishna.
Debemos volvernos devotos puros de Krishna.
We must give up Sakama Bhakti and come to Akama Bhakti.
Debemos abandonar Sakama Bhakti y entrar a Akama Bhakti.
It is absolutely necessary.
Es absolutamente necesario.
Absolutamente necesario. Yes. So are there any hay preguntas?
Entonces, yeah. Hay preguntas.
¿Quién es el... Se dice que para practicar el... Bueno, hay una parte de Bhagavad Gita que dice que la renunciación y yoga es lo mismo.
That there is in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the yoga and renunciation is the same. Yoga and renunciation are the same.
Y que de alguna manera y que cómo se llama y que porque el yogi debe abandonar porque para poder practicar yoga uno puede abandonar el deseo complacer los sentidos.
Because in order to be a yogi, one has to give up sense gratification or the desire for sense gratification.
So, what's the question?
¿Cuál es la pregunta? Entonces, mi pregunta es que bueno, si eso significa entonces que uno puede. Entonces uno para poder seguir ser yogi, uno debe de alguna manera satisfacer sus deseos, algo así.
Does he have a question?
Yes, but I can.
You can write it down while you can take
his question. Why don't you think about it and write it down and ask somebody else. You know, other questions? Yeah.
In the purport, Prabhupada was speaking about how can one wake up spiritually. And we have heard that religion is actually a process which is only a thing that we have to remember. It's just a question of remembering religion.
Mi pregunta es, cuando el alma despierta, él puede visualizar su servicio en el mundo espiritual, o eso tiene que aprender a que está despierto.
He's asking, when one gets awakened, does he have to learn what is his service, or is already remembered also?
Depends on how awake you become.
Depende de cuán despierto, de qué grado de despertar tengo.
At the asakti stage, which is the top limit of sadhana, you actually remember what is your svarup with Krishna.
Ahí tú en realidad recuerdas cuál es tu relación con Krishna.
And then you enter, from that point, you enter into spontaneous love, bhava and prem.
Y luego desde ese punto tú entras a la etapa de bhava.
But until you come to that stage, you have to very, very seriously follow all the injunctions of sadhana bhakti.
Pero hasta que llegues a ese punto, tienes que seguir muy seriamente todos los principios del sadhana bhakti.
You can't come to this. You can't just do spontaneous raganuga bhakti right off the bat. You have to qualify yourself by purifying yourself of all the anarthas.
Tú no puedes llegar a la etapa de raganuga así. Como simplemente saltándote los otros pasos, tú tienes que seguir el proceso.
You have to surrender to the bona fide spiritual master.
Tú tienes que rendirte al maestro espiritual fidedigno.
Under his order, you have to follow the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga.
Y bajo su orden, tú tienes que seguir los principios y regulaciones del Bhakti Yoga.
Because by doing that, you become free of all the contamination.
Porque por hacer eso, tú te volverás libre de todas las contaminaciones.
In the nishtha stage, you're completely free from passion and ignorance.
En la etapa de nishtha, tú estás completamente libre de ignorancia y pasión.
And then finally, when you come to the bhava stage, you're free of the mode of goodness also.
Y cuando tú llegas a la etapa de bhava, tú también estás libre de la modalidad de la bondad.
So you have to follow orders and rules and regulations.
Entonces tienen que seguir reglas y regulaciones.
Until you come to the bhava stage.
Hasta la etapa de bhava.
But even then, you will still follow rules and regulations.
Incluso ahí, tú sigues siguiendo reglas y regulaciones.
To set the example for the neophytes.
Para poner el ejemplo a los neófitos.
Question? You got it now?
Yes. Ahora, a través del yoga hay gratificación de los sentidos, regulada.
In the yoga process, there is a regulated sense gratification.
Yes.
Y puede llegar a ocurrir que por seguir el proceso del yoga uno incurra en alguna actividad ilícita.
And can may happen that in the process of yoga one may be
incur.
May be involved in some sinful activities.
Illicit.
Or illicit.
No, sinful activities have to be given up.
No, las actividades peligrosas tienen que detenerse.
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling.
Entonces, no intoxicación, no juego de azar, no comer carne y no intoxicarse.
If you engage in sin, you contaminate yourself.
Si tú te ocupas en pecado, te contaminas a ti.
The householder, he can have regulated sex life.
El dueño de casa puede tener vida sexual regulada.
That is not sinful.
Eso no es pecaminoso.
But if he has it beyond procreation for sense enjoyment, that is sinful.
Pero si tiene vida sexual para disfrutar, entonces eso es pecaminoso.
He is allowed to have sex life with his wife once in a month after chanting 50 rounds for trying to give his wife a child. That is allowed.
Él está permitido para hacer a su esposa embarazada, para dejar a su esposa embarazada, una vez al mes después de cantar 50 rondas.
That is not sinful. But if outside of marriage and outside of producing a child, one is having sex pleasure, then he's completely spoiling his spiritual life.
Pero fuera de entonces de tener sexo una vez por mes bajo esas restricciones.
One cannot engage in sinful activities and expect to advance on the pathway to back to home, back to God. Not possible.
Él no puede entonces estar ocupado en actividades pecaminosas y esperar volver de vuelta a Dios, de vuelta al hogar.
But I meant more illicit activities, not necessarily sinful.
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
That illicit may not be sinful, but I don't know something like that.
Question.
Sí, tengo una pregunta, no sé si la puedo hacer, pero quiero mucho tiempo con el tema.
It's a question which is not because of that, which is not very related with the topic we are talking about. Can he make?
All right.
Está leyendo el Bhagavatam donde habla sobre las clases sociales. No encuentro ninguna parte donde está explicado bien, claro, cuál es el origen de la qué clase social pertenece a las mujeres, ¿no? Se habla de Brahman, Vaishya.
He's reading Bhagavatam and he has not yet got to the conclusion where the girls should be situated in the ashram systems. like he's reading the Bhagavatam and it doesn't say where
Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes, Srimad okay. Bhagavatam. Where the girls were in what kind of ashram in the Varnashram system?
Brahmana,
Kshatriyas, Vaishya, Shudras. Less than that. But where the girls are?
Where do the girls fit in?
Yes.
Yeah, in Varnashram, traditional Varnashram system, the woman is understood, her position is understood according to who she marries.
Entonces, bueno, de acuerdo al Varnashram, al sistema de Varnashram Dharma, las mujeres se sitúan en el ashram de acuerdo con quien ellas se casan.
According to her marriage, she's understood.
De acuerdo a su matrimonio, eso se entiende.
But in Krishna consciousness movement,
pero el movimiento de conciencia de Krishna,
which is transcendental actually to Varnashram,
que es trascendental en realidad al Varnashram,
everyone becomes Brahmana.
Todos se vuelven Brahmanas.
Is it? Men become Brahman, women, everyone becomes Brahman here.
Entonces los hombres se vuelven brahmanas todos.
We give Brahman initiation to everyone, men and women both.
Entonces le pueden dar iniciación brahmínica.
Because if one becomes purely situated as a Vaishnava, they're automatically a top class Brahman.
Porque cuando alguien ha llegado a la posición trascendental, uno es automáticamente un brahmana.
Sí, que me llama la atención es que estaba para dar el ejemplo de los matrimonios en de una mujer de clase inferior a la esposo, que habla de platinoma y anuloma, hijos en relación con eso, ¿no? Que uno es más avanzado. Y mi duda era en relación a que, por ejemplo, las mujeres que son brahmana, ¿no? Y tienen relación con una persona, un hombre de una clase inferior, los hijos no son muy calificados. Entonces la mujer le da el estándar el padre, porque si no estaba casado todavía, digamos, y se considera superior, es por la familia del padre que se considera superior. ¿Entiendes?
Lo último no entendí.
Se dice que una mujer de una clase menor, o sea, mayor a un hombre, por ejemplo, una mujer.
Sí, eso lo entendí.
Me pregunta en relación también con eso. Entonces también a la mujer, el padre le da el, digamos, el padre de cámara a la niña, mujer también, ¿adopta las cualidades de la mímica o es una cosa personal de karma, como el hombre? Por las cualidades,
¿no? Ya, no te si el hombre es brahmana, el niño tiene que ser brahmana.
No te dice nada. Si la mujer tiene una clase, dice Prabhupada, si la mujer es de clase alta, ¿no? Brahma, ¿no? Y el esposo es chatya o vaisha, los hijos tienen un nombre que no son muy inteligentes. Y los servicios de ellos son como cochero, zapatero, cosas así.
Ya.
Mi pregunta es: si la mujer, digamos, antes de casarse, se considera superior, ¿es porque el padre le hace estándar, porque es un padre un brahman o por cualidades personales? ¿Cómo se entiende eso? Si no está dentro de la casa social, ¿no?
Ah, ya. When what happened with when like a girl maybe how is to be before married how is to be understood what is his ashram position? It's according to his father ashram or father qualification? If the father is a brahmana, maybe the girl is a brahmana before marriage. Is it possible?
Of course, they're married quite young.
Sí, igual se casan bastante jóvenes.
In Vedic culture, they'll be married when they're very small children.
La cultura védica, ellos se casan cuando son simplemente unos niños.
So it's not so much of an issue because at very young age they're married.
Claro, no hay mucho que decir en cuanto a eso porque son muy jóvenes.
Of course, even in traditional Vedic culture,
incluso en la cultura védica tradicional,
in the highest sense, it would be recognized according to one's qualities and one's activities.
Alguien va a ser reconocido en su ashram de acuerdo a su cualificación y
actividades. Chaturvarnyam maya shrishtam guna karma vivagrsha. So, just for example, there was one young boy. He went to the guru wanting to become a student in his ashram.
Entonces está la historia de un niño que fue donde un guru para volverse un estudiante, fue a su ashram, ¿no?
The guru said, "I only take brahmins." He's my disciple. No one else.
El guru dijo, "Yo solamente tomo brahmanas como discípulos."
So the boy, he asked the boy, "Then what is your caste? Are you a brahmin?"
Y él le dijo al niño, bueno, niño, entonces, ¿cuál es tu caste?
The boy said, "Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask my mother."
Y el joven dijo, bueno, yo no sé. Déjame preguntarle a mi madre.
So he went to his mother and said, "Mother, what is my caste?"
Y él fue donde su madre y le dijo, mamá, ¿cuál es mi casta?
His mother was a prostitute.
Su madre era una prostituta.
She had had sex with so many men.
Ella tenía sexo con tantos hombres.
So normally, your father, in the traditional way, whoever your father is, that becomes your caste. You see.
Entonces fue donde ella y bueno, de acuerdo a la cultura védica, como lo que es tu padre, tú esa casta tienes.
So he said, "Who's my father?"
Entonces el niño le dijo, "¿Cuál es mi padre?"
She said, "I don't know. So many men, I've enjoyed with so many men. I can't say who your father is."
Y él dijo, "Bueno, en realidad no sé por qué he flotado con tantos hombres que no sé quién es tu padre.
So the boy went back to the guru.
Entonces el joven niño fue de vuelta al guru.
He said, I don't know who my father is because my mother is a prostitute.
Y le dijo, bueno, yo no sé quién es mi padre porque mi esposa es una prostituta. Mi madre.
And the guru said, oh, then you are a Brahmin.
Y el guru dijo, ah, entonces tú eres un Brahman.
Because you are honest.
Porque tú eres honesto.
So actually, in the highest sense, according to the quality it is seen.
Entonces, en el último sentido.
Even in the traditional Vedic society, ultimately it was the quality that the German ones actually get.
Claro, entonces últimamente de acuerdo a la cualidad es lo que determina las cualidades.
We can see the spirit of the particular caste is there, you see.
Entonces tú puedes ver de que el espíritu de una casta en particular está en él.
Just like there was one queen, she was in Rajasthan. Her husband was a Rajasthani king.
Tal como había una reina en Rajasthan, su esposo era un rey de Rajasthan.
So this queen also had Kshatriya spirit.
Entonces esta reina también tenía un espíritu Kshatriya.
One time, her husband went out to fight a battle.
Una vez cuando su esposo fue afuera a pelear una batalla.
And he lost the battle.
Y él perdió la batalla.
You see, a real Kshatriya, he will never return from the battlefield having lost. He will either win or he will die in the battlefield. That's it.
Tú sabes que el verdadero Kshatriya nunca va a retornar de la batalla. Él o gana o muere.
So, but this time the king, he came back to the palace having lost the battle.
Pero esta vez el rey volvió al palacio habiendo perdido la batalla.
But the queen, she was a real Kshatriya.
Pero la reina era una verdadera Kshatriya.
She said, oh, he has come back having lost the battle.
Ah, dijo, tú has vuelto habiendo perdido la batalla.
He is not my husband, lock the gate.
Él no es mi esposo, bloquea las puertas.
That is Kshatriya, you see.
Eso es Kshatriya.
So actually it's according to the qualities ultimately.
Entonces últimamente de acuerdo a las cualidades.
If one has quality, Kshatriya quality, they are Kshatriya. If they have Brahman quality, they are Brahman.
Si tiene cualidades de Kshatriya, él es Kshatriya. Si tiene cualidades de Brahmana, es Brahman.
Entonces, la última pregunta. Entonces, en relación a eso, yo puedo entender entonces que es única y exclusivamente por la misericordia de Guru que yo estoy en el templo y tengo segunda iniciación. Porque yo las cualidades de Brahman no tengo ninguna.
So, according to that, I may understand that it's only by the mercy of my guru that I am here in the temple, and I have second initiation because I don't have any qualities of a Brahman.
That's guru's mercy, yeah.
Sí, sí, misericordia del guru.
Okay.
Yo tengo poco tiempo en conciencia de Krishna, solo 3 meses, y quisiera. Cuando él habló de dejar los sentidos, ¿qué podría él decirme cuando venga a mi puerta el señor Lujuria o el señor Avaricia? ¿Qué puedo hacer yo cuando vengan a mí? Porque él dice que cerrar la puerta, pero para mí que tengo todavía apego, si él me puede dar algo que yo pueda tener para cerrar la puerta. Me gustó, hermano.
That he's studying Krishna consciousness and he feels he wants from you an advice when, because you were talking about that this how the senses, or when we are attacked by lust or anger, so what to do in those cases?
Take shelter of Krishna.
Toma refugio de Krishna.
Krishna, please save me from this lust.
Por favor, Krishna,
save me from this anger. Just beg Krishna to help you.
You
have to be sincerely beg Krishna for help and he will protect you. Next question.
Que una persona que practica la escalera del yoga va a un nivel bajo a Maya, o por ejemplo Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, y hay como un paso natural, puede ser de vida o dentro de una misma vida.
That someone who practices yoga is going up in the ladder, yoga ladder, from karma, jnana, ashtanga, bhakti.
Entonces, de pasar de Ashtanga Yoga a Bhakti Yoga, ¿eso siempre es así o es difícil de concretar o es natural? Así, ¿cómo es ese paso así, de una persona que practica yoga?
¿Ashtanga?
Sí, o sea, ¿qué es antes del Bhakti Yoga? Ashtanga Yoga es un escalón antes del Bhakti Yoga. ¿Cómo sucede ese paso así?
How is the last step of how does happen the last step from Ashtanga Yoga to Bhakti Yoga? Is it natural?
In this age, you're not going to be able to go through those different steps.
En esta era no tenemos que ir por estos diferentes pasos.
In this age, simply go directly to Bhakti Yoga.
En esta era simplemente ve directamente al Bhakti Yoga.
These other yoga systems are not practical in this age.
Los otros sistemas de yoga no son prácticos en esta era.
In previous ages, an Ashtanga yogi, if he realizes that super soul within his heart is actually the Supreme Lord, then he surrenders to him, then he naturally transitions into bhakti.
En eras previas, cuando el Ashtanga yogi realizaba a la presencia del Señor como Vishnu en el corazón,
but you are not qualified for Ashtanga yoga.
No tienes que esforzarte por Ashtanga.
You're not qualified for Ashtanga Yoga.
No está cualificado para hacer Ashtanga Yoga.
You take 60,000 years to perfect it.
Te toma 60,000 años para perfeccionar.
You're not even guaranteed to live for 60 years.
Ni siquiera te garantizado que vas a vivir por 60 años.
So you think you can do Ashtanga Yoga? It takes 60,000 years.
¿Tú crees que vas a poder ser un Ashtanga Yogi para
vivir? These other yogas, they are not meant for this age of Kali.
Por lo tanto, esos yogas no están hechos para esta era.
As confirmed in the Brihad Naradiya Purana.
Como se confirma el Brihad Naradiya Purana.
Haranama, Haranama, Haranama eva kevalam kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There's no other alternative, there's no other alternative, no other alternative. Three times it is stated.
Canta el santo nombre, canta el santo nombre, canta el santo nombre. No hay otra alternativa, no hay otra alternativa, no hay otra alternativa. Tres veces se dice.
Why is it stated three times? No other way, no other way, no other way. Why three times?
¿Por qué se dice tres veces? No hay otra manera, no hay otra manera, no hay otra manera.
The first negates karma yoga.
La primera niega el karma yoga.
Not by karma, not by jnana, and not by yoga.
No por karma, no por jnana y no por yoga.
You can't go through these steps in this age. These you cannot advance in these other steps in this age.
Tú no puedes tomar estos pasos en esta era. No puedes avanzar en estos pasos en esta era.
In this age, only thing is you go directly to bhakti by chanting the holy names. That's all.
Si la única cosa es ir directamente al bhakti por cantar los nombres de Dios.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
I was just thinking that in this age, so much deficiency is there, so there is no question of doing Ashtanga.
So much what?
Deficiency.
Difficulties.
Deficiency.
Deficiencies.
So there is no way to practice the Ashtanga Yoga.
Let him translate it now.
Mataji, Guru Mataji dice que en esta era hay tanta deficiencia, entonces no hay cuestión, no es posible practicar el otro tipo de yoga.
We can't even chant 16 rounds. Where is the question of sitting doing Ashtanga Yoga?
Ni siquiera podemos cantar 16 rondas, entonces, ¿cómo vamos a poder sentarnos a hacer Ashtanga Yoga?
In these days, they have a hard time staying awake in Bhagavatam class.
Muchas veces tenemos un tiempo difícil tratando de mantenernos despiertos en el
Bhagavatam. The easiest yoga, we can't even do that, you see.
En la forma más fácil de yoga, ni siquiera podemos hacerlo.
I'm sitting here, but I only get 3.5 hours sleep, so I'm feeling tired, you see. So even the easy yoga is difficult for us in this age.
Entonces la forma fácil de yoga incluso es difícil en esta era.
And another question that Fernando asked, how she should get over that. So when you said that we should pray to Krishna, so
Fernando,
should we pray when the lust or anger comes? Or should we always pray for protection?
And translate the question.
Mi madre dice que en relación a tu pregunta, ella pregunta, Gurudev, que es que cuando venga la locura tienes que orar para que te proteja, o que siempre debes estar orando.
If you always pray, you'll not be attacked by lust or anger.
Si tú estás siempre orando, tú nunca vas a ser atacado por la lujuria o el enojo.
But if you forget Krishna, you will be attacked by the lust and anger.
Si tú olvidas a Krishna, tú serás atacado por lujuria y enojo.
Therefore, if you did forget and now you're attacked, you should at least pray then.
Entonces, si es que tú olvidaste orar y eres atacado, entonces bueno, ora después.
But if you constantly pray, you'll never be attacked.
Pero si tú constantemente oras, nunca serás atacado.
Just like in warfare.
Tal como en la...
If you guard the front line very carefully, the enemy will never get through.
Tal como en la guerra, si tú estás detrás de la primera línea, nunca te van a dar.
But if you're neglectful in guarding the front line, the enemy may get through.
Pero si tú, si tú negligencias poner tu primera línea, entonces te van.
And then you have to rally your forces to drive them away, you see.
Y luego tú tienes que sacar nuevas fuerzas para poner tu línea.
In the same way with Krishna consciousness.
Es lo mismo en conciencia de Krishna.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna pregunta?
In the Saturday morning class, you spoke a little about some, well, different topics, but you spoke about Sahajiyas,
yes.
If you can explain a little about.
Yes, Sahajiyism means.
So Sahajiyas significa.
That I imagine myself to be more advanced than I really am.
Sahajiya significa de que yo imagino de que soy más avanzado de lo que realmente soy.
I think that I don't, because I think I imagine myself to already be a liberated soul.
Yo imagino que ya soy un alma liberada.
And therefore I don't have to follow the rules and regulations very strictly.
Y por lo tanto no tengo que seguir las reglas y regulaciones muy estrictamente.
So such philosophy will destroy one's devotional service.
Entonces tal filosofía destruirá nuestro servicio devocional.
Someone may, I may go to some guru outside of ISKCON who says, you know, you're such and such gopi in Krishna's leelas.
Entonces tú puedes ir a un guru fuera de ISKCON y te diga, tú sabes, tú eres una gopi en tal y tal.
I may believe that the so-called guru that actually I am such and such gopi in Krishna leelas.
Entonces yo puedo quizás creerle a ese guru de que yo soy esta gopi o esta otra en aquel lila.
So I think, what do I need to chant japa for? Why do I need to do any rules and regulations? I'll just meditate on being that gopi in Krishna's pastimes. I'll go to the forest, I'll go to Vrindavan, I'll put on a sari and I'll go wandering in the woods at night so I can meet Krishna.
Entonces yo voy a Vrindavan, me pongo un sari y voy así a medianoche buscando Krishna.
I'll dress up like a gopi and I'll wander in Vrindavan forest at night. That will be my sadhana, you see.
Ese sería mi sadhana.
This is called Sahaja philosophy.
Esa filosofía sahaja.
That you don't follow the rules and regulations under the spiritual master.
De que tú no sigues las reglas y regulaciones bajo el maestro espiritual.
You imagine that you're already liberated.
Imaginas que ya estás liberado.
Just like Prabhupada said, we shouldn't keep beard.
Tal como Prabhupada dijo, nosotros no debemos mantener barba.
There was one godbrother of mine, he really got into the Sahaja philosophy, he was keeping beard on his face, even though Prabhupada said no beard, he's keeping beard.
Entonces un hermano espiritual que se involucró con esta filosofía sahajiya estaba ocupando barba.
So in Sahaja, the Sahaja, they think I don't have to follow the rules and regulations.
Entonces sahajiya significa que uno no quiere seguir reglas y regulaciones.
They just want to hear about Krishna kissing the gopis.
Ellos simplemente quieren ver a Krishna besando a las gopis.
They don't want to hear Bhagavad Gita. They think it's too low. It's too low level. You see, Bhagavad Gita is low level. I just want to hear a 10th canto of Bhagavatam and nothing else.
Ellos no quieren escuchar el Bhagavad Gita. Ellos creen que el Bhagavad Gita es muy, muy, así como una básica.
They don't want to go step by step through all the cantos of the Bhagavatam.
Ellos no quieren ir directo por todo lo, no quieren ir pasando canto a canto por el Bhagavatam.
They just want to jump to the Rasa Lila. That's what they want. That's Sahajas.
Ellos simplemente quieren saltar a Rasa Lila. Eso es Sahajiyas.
Therefore, they become debauchees.
Mm-hmm.
They indulge in illicit sex. I actually knew one girl, she hippie girl from the U.S. She went to some so-called guru at Radha Kunda who told her she was such and such a gopi in Krishna's pastimes. So she was thinking, yes, I'm such and such gopi. And then she was having illicit sex at Radha Kunda with her hippie boyfriend. This is sahajism, is it? They don't want to follow the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga. They want to imagine they're already liberated. But you can't realize your rasa until you become free of all material desires. They think they can realize their rasa even while they still have their material desires. That is sahaja, you see. Sahaja means one who takes the path very cheaply. There's so many questions, my God. We better do an extension a little bit, David. We have to. It's just like they're going crazy with questions, yes. Just a few more minutes. We have to extend a little bit of an extension today. All right, okay.
How do I effectively engage my senses in the service of the Lord?
How do one effectively engage one's senses in the service of the Lord?
Very nice question. How to effectively engage one's senses in the service of the Lord? The answer is 24 hours. That's what I'm saying. As soon as you get up in the morning, immediately absorb your mind that I am the devotee of Krishna and I'm the servant of my spiritual master. Immediately meditate. I'm the servant of my spiritual master, I'm the devotee of Krishna. Immediately put yourself in that state of mind. And always use your intelligence to do things in a way that would be pleasing to Guru and Krishna. Whatever you do, think, will this please my spiritual master or will not please my spiritual master? You should only do those things that will please your spiritual master. 24 hours a day. Always remain the loyal servant of your spiritual master. Next question.
Explica en el Bhagavatam que hay varios tipos de dharma. Y uno de esos dharma, si no me equivoco, se llama apadharma. El cual es un tipo de dharma que es como de emergencia, en el cual uno tiene que tomar decisiones en momentos críticos de la vida. Ya sea en el ámbito social, académico, laboral. Entonces la pregunta es, ¿cómo llegar a esa etapa sin necesariamente causarle ansiedades o problemas que nos rodean, que sea como más fluidez esa decisión que uno pueda tomar?
Apagarlo. Sí, eso es. He's speaking that there are different kind of dharma.
Dharma.
And what is called apadharma? Apadharma.
Apa means not dharma. It's like apa sampradaya means deviated from the sampradaya.
Entonces es como apa sampradaya significa que se desvía de la sampradaya.
So apadharma means kaitava dharma, cheating religion.
Entonces apadharma significa kaitava dharma, una religión engañosa.
It's like Christianity has become apadharma.
Is it?
Cheating religion. They take God as their order supplier. That is Upadharma.
Se toma a Dios como una
The real dharma is you become the surrendered servant of God. But apadharma or kaitava dharma, you try to take God as your servant. Next question.
De un devoto que escribió temas en relación con pasatiempos muy íntimos, justamente de relación del mundo espiritual. ¿Es posible que un sanjanilla pueda hacer eso, como escribir ese tipo de actividades en realidad con su mundo personal, de, dando descripciones muy detalladas?
So, is it possible that a sanjanilla may write and giving
write? Yes.
Many detailed descriptions.
They sahajas sometimes write books full of sahaja philosophy, so they can gain. They can make many followers, sahaja followers.
Sí, puede ser y pueden escribir muchos tipos de cosas y hacer muchos seguidores también. But is that product from the mind or what?
It's what they do is they twist the philosophy around their own sahaja philosophy.
Torcer la filosofía.
Mm-hmm. It becomes like instead of presenting, it's mental speculation.
En vez de presentar, sí, en realidad es como especulación mental.
Instead of presenting what is being carefully handed down from the previous acharyas, they give their own speculative nonsense.
En vez de cuidadosamente transmitir lo que ha descendido de los acharyas anteriores, ellos presentan su especulación mental.
There's some lust, some material desire there, you see.
Hay algún tipo de lujuria, alguna lujuria material ahí.
Sahajas, they have not conquered lust.
Los sahajas no han conquistado la lujuria.
They still have not conquered their senses.
Ellos aún no han conquistado sus sentidos.
But they imagine themselves to be already liberated.
Pero ellos imaginan ellos mismos de que en realidad son liberados.
Causa mucha perturbación tener la literatura en todo caso.
And it causes some perturbation, disturb. To have that kind of literature, it causes some.
You say, yeah, actually, there's some literature like that circulating around ISKCON right now. One of our God brothers became polluted with sahaja philosophy. That Indra Prabhu became. It's polluted with sahaja philosophy.
Hay algunos libros de nuestro movimiento que en realidad sí tenemos uno hermano espiritual.
And he has made some book that is circulating, and it's very it's very bad sahaja book he's made.
Y él hay un libro que está circulando por ISKCON y es un libro muy malo.
So devotees should not read such books. They should stick to Prabhupada's books. Anybody who presents a conclusion different from Prabhupada, avoid it. Prabhupada is the authority. Anybody who doesn't repeat what Prabhupada is saying, don't read his books.
Quien sea que esté repitiendo algo que Prabhupada no ha dicho, no leas esos libros.
Our devotees, they want to read here and there, but they don't even read Prabhupada's books.
Los están yendo a leer estos libros, pero no están leyendo los libros de Prabhupada.
Prabhupada's books are full with the highest knowledge.
Los libros de Prabhupada están llenos con el conocimiento más elevado.
Sadhana Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, everything is in Prabhupada's books.
Sadhana Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, todo está en los libros.
You don't need to go to some other movement or some sahaja book to get the higher realization of Krishna consciousness.
Tú no tienes que ir a otro libro de otro movimiento o un libro sahajilla para encontrar conocimiento de ese
estilo. Prabhupada's books will take you all the way to Bhava, to Prem, everything.
El libro de Prabhupada te van a llevar todo el camino hasta Bhava.
Prabhupada's teachings will take you all the way to realizing your svarup.
Los libros de Prabhupada te van a llevar todo el camino hasta realizar tu swarup.
Swarup City, when you realize what is your eternal relationship with Krishna, Prabhupada's teachings will take you all the way to that. So the gurus, the ISKCON gurus, are representing Prabhupada purely, you see.
Entonces los gurus de ISKCON, quienes están representando a Prabhupada.
Therefore, your ISKCON guru, he will take you all the way to Swarup City.
Por lo tanto, aquel guru que está representando fielmente a Prabhupada te va a llevar también todo el camino hasta esos.
You don't need some other guru to take you to Swarup City. Your ISKCON guru will take you all the way to Swarup City.
Tú no necesitas otro guru para llevarte a tu Swarup City. Tu guru de ISKCON te va a llevar a Swarup City.
Because your guru is teaching you how to become a pure devotee of Krishna.
Porque tu guru te está enseñando cómo volverte un devoto puro de Krishna.
And when you become pure, then your Swarup is automatically revealed to you.
Y cuando tú estás puro, luego tu swarup es automáticamente.
Simply, you require pure bhakti. That's all.
Simplemente tú requieres bhakti puro. Eso es todo.
When you attain pure bhakti, your swarup is automatically revealed to you from within.
Si tú adquieres bhakti puro, automáticamente se te revelará.
You don't need another so-called guru to reveal your swarup to you. It will be revealed by the mercy of your guru.
No necesitas otro guru para que te revele tu swarup a ti. Eso va a ser revelado por la misericordia de tu guru.
So, this is the last question.
Esta es la última pregunta.
Actually, she didn't ask one yet, so I'll give her the last question.
Okay.
Quiero preguntarle cómo uno puede o debiera dirigirse a la autoridad cuando está en desacuerdo con alguna de las decisiones que la autoridad pueda tomar. ¿Cuál es la manera más apropiada para poder plantear esos desacuerdos, por así decirlo?
How should be the right mood to present to the authority topics that we are not in, like we feel is when we think that something is not done right, how should be the mood to approach the authorities?
You become right, first of all. You become right.
Entonces, que tú te vuelvas correcta primero.
Everybody wants to find fault with everybody else.
Todos quieren buscar faltas en todos los demás.
But nobody wants to find fault with himself.
Pero nadie quiere encontrar faltas en él mismo.
That is your disease.
Entonces, esa es tu
enfermedad. You don't want to see your faults.
Tú no quieres ver tus faltas.
But you want to see the faults of the others.
Pero tú quieres ver las faltas de otros.
You're not qualified to point out faults of other people.
Tú no eres cualificada para, apuntar.
First of all, you become faultless.
Entonces, primero que nada, tú te vuelves sin faltas.
And then you become qualified. When you're faultless, then you're qualified to show the others their faults. You were not qualified to do that.
Luego, cuando tú no tengas faltas, estás capacitado de señalar las faltas de otros.
So the first step, you become faultless.
Entonces, el primer paso que tú
you strictly follow these regulated principles.
Entonces, tú te vuelves.
You strictly chant your 16 rounds.
Entonces, tú estrictamente sigues los principios regulativos. Estrictamente,
you learn how to be a humble servant. You learn how to take instructions without arguing.
Entonces tú aprendes luego a tomar instrucciones sin argumentar.
You see, when you have learned how to become a humble servant, then you can, Krishna will empower you that you can help other people to overcome their faults. But you first must overcome your faults.
Y luego cuando tú te vuelvas perfecta así, en esto tú vas a poder ser capaz de encontrar faltas en los otros.
If you simply create disturbance if you don't conquer your own faults first, you will simply create a disturbance. That's all you'll do.
Sí. Tú simplemente creas perturbaciones si tú primero no tratas tus faltas.
That's it. That was the last question. I'm keeping my word. I said that was the last question. I will keep my word.
Yo dije que esa es la última pregunta y voy a mantener mi palabra.
You can ask me later. So that's it. Muchas gracias. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Prabhupada ki. Yeah.